challenging was the footing for defensive players?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, before the snap, you can see some of us trying to, like, move some of the snow out of the way so we can have a good get off. But it was tough. But, I mean, it didn't stop us from getting a win, so that's all that matters.
Usually in bad footing, the pass rusher sometimes, you know, can't get anything going.
Yeah.
But you guys did. What do you – did you use longer cleats or what did you do?
I mean, everything stayed normal for me. I guess I feel like it was just the effort and just the determination. That's just trying to go out there, 4-1, and just rush as a unit and do what we're coached to do.
The first sack showed a lot of speed there, ran from the other side of the line. Just talk about that stuff.
Just overlapping. I think me and Ed, we had a nice little game we were running. Then the center came to me. I kind of just popped the center and then just broke the pocket. And then Purdy was trying to get out to the our left, and I just chased him down.
Do you have bigger goals than the clinching division? Is it still special to enjoy that
stuff? It's always special. You gotta enjoy these moments. I mean, we put a lot of work in since OTAs to win the division. Like, that was a goal of ours. So, I mean, being able to come out here and do that, it was great.
What about having Matt Milano back out there? You guys did a little bit of spark for your game and into the end.
Yeah. I mean, Matt's a special player, a special person, and it's the joy that the whole entire team got, just seeing him out there, and also just the crowd when he ran out the tunnel. I mean, it's special.
When you see your receiver lateral to your quarterback, that running in, were you watching on the big screen?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. That's just them. That's what they do. You know what I'm saying? That's just what they do. It's crazy.
Being a Miami guy, did you ever play in snow before you came to Buffalo?
Nah.
What did you learn to like it, or what is your attitude about it?
I like it. It's cool. I mean, obviously, it's tough with the footing, so I wouldn't, if I had to choose between snow and normal, I'd pick normal. But it's fun when you're out there and you don't really care about the weather, you know, because you can't make it a focal point on your preparation. You just got to – it kind of is what it is, and go out there and just play hard.
Right. You talked about the footing. Is there conversations about what you're going to wear? Do you change? How does that work? And do you go out there and see what you like?
Yeah. I mean, some people change their cleats. I don't really change mine. I kind of just try to make sure I'm, like, cleaning them out in between plays with, like, the little you got these little orange tools that we use to kind of clean our feet, or just tapping my heels together and trying to get the snow out.